Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And now we left one segment. Sometimes things are difficult to talk about. We try to bring it to everybody's attention. And it's a shame because in life you have two parents and you might have an older brother or sister or something, so you're not really versed, you know, in all the things you should be doing. And the next guest is going to be the same thing. And if you had to do it 20, 30 times, then you have all the knowledge. When you're doing it once or twice in your life, it's difficult. So the tips that, you know, we were getting from Gail are important. And now we're going to be talking with Eileen Dwyer, who actually got an award from the Nassau-Suffolk Hospital Council for the, you know, actually was the highest recognition for excellence. And Eileen is with St. Francis Hospital,
yes.
Cancer Institute.
Yes.
And coincidentally, it's 7 years. 7 years ago, my wife had a double mastectomy at St. Francis. And they were wonderful. And, people are like, why are you going to St. Francis? And I don't really remember why we went to St. Francis.
Right.
I mean, that was the hospital that the doctor chose for how to have a surgery.
Right.
And her mother wound up 2 years ago with breast cancer. It was the reverse. Usually, you tell the children to watch out. But as a facility, St. Francis is wonderful. I had my hip done in St. Francis.
Right.
So, I love the place. So you deserve this award, Eileen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us about the program. I know this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month also.
Yes, yes. So we will be out on Sunday for the Making Strides walk at Jones Beach. We'll have a team out, the Cancer Institute at St. Francis. Last week, we got rained out of the Lust Garden Walk for pancreatic cancer But our program at St. Francis has grown tremendously in the last few years. We started a whole cancer institute, which is now located at off-site at the 2200 Northern Boulevard. It was the old Paul Corporation.
Oh, I was going to say, where's 2200? I know where it is exactly.
Okay. It's the exact building.
Okay.
And they built us a whole comprehensive Cancer Institute Center. It's under the direction of Dr. Bhumi Mehrotra, is the head oncologist there. They built us a 32-chair infusion center, and that's where I'm the nurse manager there at the infusion center. So we've only been there a year. We started.
I think I'm sure.
Yeah.
Infusion is for chemo.
Yes.
Right. For people who are going to have chemo after. Okay.
Right. So, which St. Francis never had before. But I guess everybody that knows St. Francis knows their excellence and their world class cardiac care.
Mm-hmm.
So, to meet the needs of the community, they decided that they would invest in an oncology program. So, this all began in December of 2012. They gave us a wing in the hospital where we had 14 chairs and we gave chemo infusions. We transformed a lot of the staff nurses that never saw oncology patients. We trained them. We got them oncology certified, which is amazing that our whole staff is 100% oncology certified.
Wow.
So they learned a lot and we've stayed there for about 3 years, and we moved into our new site August 31st last year.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful center. We have mostly chemotherapy infusions,
okay.
But it's available to the community, not just St. Francis doctors. We have many doctors in the area that send their patients over to us either for chemotherapy infusions or blood transfusions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do for some of the infectious disease doctors, we do IV antibiotics, gamma globulin infusions. So we treat a lot of patients.
That's
we're
nice.
Open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're open Saturdays. We close Sundays and holidays.
You know, I've never met you before, but you have a very nice personality, which is so important because when people go to these, and I've been there, obviously, with my daughter, with my brother-in-law, when you're sitting there getting chemo, it's not like the fun day and you're losing your hair and you're looking around and everybody else is like different stages of hair loss.
Right.
You need, a little bit of oomph to walk around and keep people on the brighter side of life.
And that is our goal there, to provide the best care, but also with a personal touch.
Right, right.
You know, I try to make it my mission to know everybody, every patient that walks in the door.
Right, okay.
You know, most patients come weekly or,
know,
they're according to their schedules. So we have all the whole interdisciplinary team there also. For St. Francis,
right.
Which is nice, we have pastoral care. We have Sister Stella who comes around and sees the patients. They can get communion if they want. So
okay.
Every service is there, social work, nutrition, all the ancillary support. So our goal is to make them comfortable, relaxed, a personal touch.
Right, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could be sitting there for a couple of hours.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly, but I know some of the days were long. Maybe some people get a shorter treatment. But in that period in time, it's a spooky place to be.
Right.
There's no question about it.
So it's very comfortable.
Good.
Yeah. How important is diagnostic and intervention planning as far as modalities of things that are offered? Does the hospital have that available, and how important is it to get detected early?
Well, of course, now with earlier detection, we see more patients. So at our new Cancer Institute, the goal was to have everything under one roof. Our doctor's office is stationed right in the building. They're down the hallway. We have our infusion center. We have St. Francis Radiology opened in 2200 Northern Boulevard also. And in May, we think the radiation oncology will be open. We'll be ready. We're hoping by May 1st. And then next fall, we'll have actually an outpatient surgical center, all under one roof. So it's very important. We have our PAT there, pre-surgical, also there. So it just makes it so much easier for our patients to be able to go in one building. The surgical, New York Surgical Partners, led under Dr. Gary Caselter, who deals with a lot of our cancer patients. His office is there also. So we have it all together, and it makes it very convenient for our patients.
What is outpatient care involve as far as how would that work?
Right. We do almost all our chemotherapy outpatient, you know, where patients are more comfortable. They want to go home and go home to their own bed at night. So most treatments are outpatient. We also have an inpatient chemotherapy unit at St. Francis in the hospital. It's 2 West, the floor there where all our cancer patients go. And there are some protocols that you just have to be inpatient for that require round-the-clock fluids. And if our patients do need to be admitted for fevers or infections or anything, they will go to 2 West at St. Francis Hospital.
Is all breast cancer surgery done in the hospital, or is outpatient service available as well, depending on what exactly they've detected and what procedure they're going to follow?
Yeah. Right now at St. Francis, they're all done at the hospital, whether it's a mastectomy or a lumpectomy. We do have radiology at 2200 just for scans and follow-ups and CAT scans, but everything else is done at St. Francis Hospital right now.
So if I was going to have a lumpectomy, I'd be in the hospital.
Right.
Okay, and then if they were going to, let's say, take out the sentinel node, which is part of the procedure, it would all be done there.
At St. Francis, yes. And once people, surgery is usually the first step, you know, then you have to recuperate, and then you would come to the outpatient clinic in the infusion center if there was treatment needed, or to see the doctors.
Right, as you were saying before, then that your center, I could go to NYU and then still come to you if I wanted to go to Sloan Kettering for my surgery, but then I want to have my chemo close to home versus schlepping into Manhattan every other day or however often. So it's two distinctly different things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have your surgery anywhere, and then you can get treatment. Many people want to be closer to home. You know, it's not uncommon for so many patients to get opinions, most oncologists encourage people to get opinions. Mm-hmm. Go get your opinions in the city if you feel you need to, or somewhere else, and then, you know, get your treatment closer to home.
Right, which makes sense because, you know, that part of it, once you've had the surgery, et cetera, and I'm making up a number, you get 1.2 grams of something every week, have it any place. Have it closer to home. So, again, if you're getting sick, you're not getting on a train, you don't have traffic, you can get home in 5 minutes and be in the comfort of your own house versus coming out of Manhattan. That's just my opinion with doing it.
Yeah, there is a lot of back and forth.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
Besides treatment, doctor's appointments, scans. So being close to home is a big plus.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take an early break so that we can get our next questions going. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.